Even if it takes 60 years, don't let it take 60 years. Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. I hope you are doing well. I am really, really excited to be recording this episode this week despite me being sick. I went to see my friend and her baby on Friday and her baby was sick. I thought I'd be fine and unfortunately I am not. So yeah, I'm just recovering. I think I hit my peak. I literally, today's Tuesday, had to take a nap after work just because I was so run down and my body's trying to recover. So I've got some meds I'm taking, but I'm definitely on the mend. I'm just trying not to talk too much, so forgive me if it sounds a bit rushed. I love making this podcast and talking and just yapping, so it's been really hard. And I teach, so I'm talking all day to students, so it's been a bit of a tough thing. I have some lozenges I have in between classes where I can, but it is a bit difficult. So yeah, I'm healing. I'm okay. I'm good. I've stopped my walks, just focused on healing, and then I'll get back into it soon, you know, when I'm better. So yeah, other than that, I'm good. I'm excited for this episode and I'm looking very much forward to it. So yeah, let's jump straight in. Today's topic is basically just me enjoying life again and finding joy in the small things. I think with everything I have been through, I'm glad to be in the space that I am now. I don't know why I'm getting emotional about it, but yeah. A lot of things have been going right, and I've also just been finding happiness in being able to do certain things and, you know, playing life like a game again, where it's like, okay, I need to do this. I want to do this. How can I make it happen? So that's what it's been like, and I've enjoyed that. So to start at the beginning, it's been almost 2 months, 6 weeks, if we're being generous, maybe a little bit more, since I started working. And it's been amazing, especially because I thrive in a varied routine, if I can put it that way. So I've got my work, and around that, I've got variation inside of that. So sometimes I'll have classes booked, sometimes I won't have classes booked, but I will have a student that pops up and asks, can I have a lesson while you're free, and I'll take it. So there's surprises in my workday. So within my 9-to-5, there's variation, and I love that. However, outside of that, I still have my routines that I'm trying to set up, and I've especially gotten into taking care of myself in the morning. And that is something I really am very, very happy about. But I'm very strict on cutting off when it comes to my 9-to-5. I start at 9, I finish at 4, that's all you get, you know. And then I have my lunch hour, or more like half an hour, whenever I don't have students. I find that, yes, I could possibly work through lunch, or, you know, have food next to me and wait for a class or something like that, but I would rather just step away, focus on what I'm doing, and then come back refreshed, if that makes sense. That's just me. I know not everyone works like that, and that's perfectly fine. But I've really loved finding these routines, finding workarounds, and sticking to them. Little side note, I ended up like cleaning up my whole room, and we'll get into this, on Sunday. But the one thing my sister said about it was, she walked into my room and she's like, wow, like you actually said you were gonna do this and like you did the thing. And I'm just like, yeah, like well done me. And I reiterated to her, like, thank you for telling me that, because sometimes our brain tries to find reason to invalidate us as like a self-defense mechanism. So not only have I been retraining myself to try and do better self-talk, But having someone outside of me validate that same thought without asking for it to be done was really, really nice. So, segueing into that, I've been making changes for the better, I would say, for the last couple weeks, and especially since I started the winter arc. But on Sunday, I specifically went around and changed my environment completely. So previously, I had been cleaning, clearing things, decluttering things, and that's been great. But the final push, I think, was on Sunday, and that was just to kind of really cement those changes. And I think I have hit like a sweet spot in my room, which is my everything, as in my room, because I sleep there, I work there, I exercise there, I have leisure time there, I record my podcast as I'm doing now, I edit vlogs, I record videos, everything I do in my room, even relaxing, reading a book, playing games, it's all done in my room. And the thing is, I needed that optimized, and Sunday's push really helped me clean and clear and segment everything as much as I possibly could. Because yes, I sit at my desk and I work, then I sit at my desk and I play, and then I sit at my desk and I record. But having certain habits around those things or rituals is something that actually, you know, goes back to the COVID times and the mental health series I did there, where I quoted research that showed having rituals around certain things, especially if you're using the same space, helps your brain change gears when doing those things. An example of this is, like now, I set up my microphone, hooked it up, opened up my equipment, opened up the applications I'm recording in. Those all help me switch gear into podcasting mode right now. When I work with headphones. So setting up the headphones, opening up the browser, opening and logging into the application and the website for my teaching. Those are all things that help me get into that zone. And having the limited space I have and having certain rituals around doing certain things has really made it easy to get those things done, especially because I have limited space and functionality is key. I'm using a space for my walking pad. Then I put my walking pad out the way, pull out my yoga mat, do a workout. It's all about optimizing everything, as boring as that sounds. But it's really helped me settle into my routines, and I'm very excited for that. So another thing around all of this and working has been finally making some money, which I think is nice. And budgeting is a thing I really needed to focus on now with my new income, because it fluctuates. I'm on a completely different pay cycle in a way that I've never been before. And that has been a learning curve. But I did tell a friend recently that I'm used to working with a budget over the last 2 years, because I literally had no money coming in. So now that I actually have money coming in and not just going out, like, I'm golden, I'm brilliant. So I have my monthly expenses that I need to pay for, and I have things to buy, but I also still want to save, build up a backup, you know, savings account, a little emergency fund, save up for things I want, and still have a little bit to spend so I can enjoy right now. And I'm golden. I'm loving it. And as I go forward and get better and do better and earn more, I'm gonna enjoy that, because it's kind of like gamifying it once again. I don't know why that's been a thing with me recently, but like making a game out of doing things has really been fun. Especially like, you know, in games when you get to the part where you have to buy or upgrade weapons or something, like you're only like, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that. That's nice to have. How much money can I spend? What can I do without? What can I wait until the next round? You know, it's kind of like that. So I've been enjoying that part, and budgeting is something, and managing money, especially with budgeting, has been something I've done for as long as I can remember. And I think that's become easy the more you do it. And up until this point, it's been okay. And I think now that I've settled in a way, like I'm over the Wednesday of the year and of this trying time, I think it's kind of just smooth sailing from here. Because I firmly believe that I am like over the hardest part right now of whatever I've had to go through for this time period. I'm not even gonna lie to myself and say like, no, nothing's ever gonna be hard again. No, I'm just learning I can do hard things, and I've done something hard in my life, and I'm grateful for that because I've climbed a mountain, I'm on the other side, and I'm just like rolling down the other end. And that's the fun part, because having not even trailblazed, just plowed a new path in my life in terms of my career has been game changing for me. Making moves in my social media in terms of catching up, uploading vlogs, doing the winter arc, consistently keeping up with the podcast. I've done the damn thing. Health related goals that I wanted to work on, I've been making moves. Reworking my goals for the year in order to just achieve things has been incredible. And making the most of this very limited time I have on Earth and trying to plan for like the best future I can, knowing life is really short, has been the one thing that's really helping me move forward, not only with eyes wide open, but like with actual enthusiasm for the future and not just dread, you know, with this state of everything and not just in my country. It can seem harrowing, but I like to be very optimistic and positive. So I'm really trying to hone in and focus on that. So we'll see what happens. But I've been really, really excited to move forward in life. So I've just been enjoying things. I had a tin of coconut cream that I had separated in the fridge because I wanted to make ice cream with it. It's really easy. Two tins of coconut cream, 1 cup of condensed milk, whip the cream, whip in the condensed milk, flavor of choice. Vanilla is usually like the base. And then you throw that in the freezer and Bob's your uncle. I did that, but I had the coconut cream in the fridge because I wanted to make the ice cream. I never did. And then the other day, I literally just took it out and I whipped it. And I'm just like, cool, whipped coconut cream on top of my coffee. And it is the best thing. If you are an OG fan of Mug and Bean, they used to make something called a Caribbean Mocha, which was coconut milk and coffee or mocha. Yeah. I can't remember if there was chocolate in, but I was like, coffee. It was just incredible and it tastes a lot like that. So that's what I've been making and enjoying, the small things. I've had a few treats here and there. My mom got me a chocolate. I brought pretzels back from when I visited my friend. It's been going amazing. So small things just really make the world go around for me, and I've been enjoying that. So yeah, I quickly wanted to just do a rundown of my routine that I keep referencing. So this is specifically my morning routine. It's not an in-depth thing at all. I'm not a morning person. I do not enjoy getting up at the butt crack of dawn to do things. So that's not for me, and that's okay, especially not winter. Honestly, I can maybe crack it in summer, not winter, definitely not. But I have been waking up earlier in winter, especially this time of year and the arc and everything that's going on. And I've been trying to get up at around 7 a.m. I say around because my watch wakes me up in like a half an hour period. So between like 5 to 7 and 25 past 7, it'll wake me up when I'm in the lightest REM cycle. And so that's when I get up. I get some things done, bathroom, teeth, face, all that. And then I make sure to spend at least 30 minutes on myself in terms of maintenance. So washing my hair, doing a face mask, something like that. I usually have this as a fixed 30 minutes. Sometimes less, sometimes more, but it's usually in the vicinity of 30 minutes. And it usually works on a rotation. So not a Monday to Sunday. It's more of a day one, day two. I can start on a Monday, on a day five. It's more what day are we on, not Monday we do this. Make sense? Cool. So I've been doing this just to ensure I'm getting things done priority wise for maintenance, because taking care of yourself is kind of an essential step in self-love, self-care, maintenance, and feeling good, you know, that kind of thing. So day one, I'll try and get through them as fast as possible. Day one is a hair day. So I will wash my hair, do a hair mask, maybe deep condition, something to just make sure my hair is being prioritized, and then properly blow dry my hair. Okay, I will either do one of the things. So I will either like wash my hair, do a hair mask, light condition, and then blow dry, or I will deep clean my hair, wash my hair with shampoo, and then condition, or wash my hair twice, deep condition, rinse, and then like blow dry. Just not everything everywhere all at once, just one thing at a time. But my hair is very thin and it gets greasy very quickly, and so I've learned that I need to wash my hair basically every few days, and making sure I blow dry my hair properly is very, very important, because I used to rush, just literally take the hair dryer and like throw it over my hair quickly, and I'd have flyaways and stuff, and it would look okay. But taking extra care to make sure it looks neat and tidy and good makes all the difference in the world. I have an episode of the Winter Arc, I cannot remember, where I literally sat down to talk to the camera because I needed to record. And I could see a visible difference in my hair, because one half I blow dried properly and the other half I just like went wild with. And it's a minute difference in terms of effort. So like to blow dry the hair and to just wildly dry it, not that much difference in time and effort, but just putting in that little bit of effort actually makes a massive difference. So it's vital to just take the time to do it properly. That's day one. Day two is nails. So either I'm, and this is fingernails specifically, cutting my fingernail, filing, pushing cuticles, or if I've got fake nails on, I'm either like maintaining them, making sure they look good, there's no cracks, maybe taking a broken one off, putting a new one on, things like that. If they need to come off, it's the whole process of soaking them, removing them, taking care of my nails to replenish them afterwards. Or sometimes I might just put on like nail polish and just give it a couple coats and let it dry. No big deal. That is day two. Day three is a laser hair removal day. So this kind of takes a while, because you generally shave like the day before, but my hair grows so fast, I kind of need to shave the hair, laser it, and then you use toner to kind of like go over the skin so that it's not just like on fire the whole day. So it's quite a process, hence it needing its own day. Laser hair removal is three. Day four is another hair day, because my hair lasts about 3 days and I need to wash it on the fourth, or it's a greasy, oily, messy ball. So day four is a second hair day for the rotation. Day five is a face day. This is maintaining my eyebrows, basically any spot treatments that I might need to do. If I've maybe done this on the previous cycle's maintenance day for my face, like I've plucked my eyebrows, they're fine, I will maybe just pick up a few strays, get rid of them, and then maybe do a face mask. If I don't do a spot treatment or something like that, but like that is face maintenance. So face, shaving, maybe the mustache, doing all those things, face care day. Day six is another nail care day for the rotation, but this time for my feet. So I'll maybe even soak my feet, dry it, moisturize it, cut, trim, file the toenails, do all those things. But yeah, it's a nail day for my feet. And then day seven to round this out is a second laser day. Like I said, sometimes it takes 2 days in a cycle to do the entire area that I need to do. Because legs alone, I've got a lot. I don't have long legs, but I've got big legs. So there's a lot of surface area to cover. So that can be a day of its own. You're not just putting the laser hair removal machine on, going over the area once, and then you're done. You need to do it like 3 to 5 times depending. So once again, it can be a process. But yeah, that is the 7 day rotation, and this happens all before I get dressed in the morning. I will do this 30 minute thing, then I will get dressed, then I'll make my food and eat, and then I'll get to work. So that has been the routine, and And it happens before work and early in the morning. And yes, it is cold, which I do not like. So sometimes I actually put my heater on. That helps, especially with lazy days, because you are literally sitting there in like underwear and it's cold. So yeah, that does definitely help. And because summer and spring, or rather spring and summer, are coming up in September, I am preparing for that. So that's good to get ahead. But yeah, that is all for this episode. The song of the week is a song called Happy Heeled Ho by Herbie. And if you have not listened to it, I urge you to please stop, drop, and roll over to your Spotify and play it, because it is such a good song. It's a manifestation song. It's a reminder that you need to focus on what you need to do. And it's different for everyone, but that's fine. Your focus is your focus. It's not someone else's. You do you. Don't look in the other lanes. Run your own race. Because everything that's meant for you will find you in the right time. Even if it takes 60 years, don't let it take 60 years. Do what you need to do to get it sooner. Okay? That is all I have to say for this week. As usual, keep being a better being. And I will see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.